It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Nephew, thank you. Subject, I'm in love with a beautiful liar. Dear Stephen Shirley, my girlfriend is a liar, and I keep catching her telling lies about the smallest stuff. When we met, she lied to me about where she lived, like I wasn't going to ever see where she really lives. She explained that she was embarrassed because she still lives with her parents. I got past that lie, and I made sure she's comfortable at my house. But the lies continue, and I had to pump the brakes, even though I told everybody she was going to be my wife. She had weave for the first 8 months, and I had no idea it was in her hair. I'm a barber, so I'm not sure why she tried to hide it from me. I know not to touch a woman's head, so I didn't know. She also has had a breast lift and was bragging about them like she was just blessed to still have perky boobs at her age. She had to tell me after I discovered a scar. I overlook a lot. After 8 months of dating, she told me that she has terrible credit and she has filed for bankruptcy. I'm cool with all of that, but I've been open and honest with her. She knows that I have financial issues from time to time as a business owner, and she always says she has my back and she's got a lot of money saved. Even though I don't need her money, I don't understand why she lied like she's got it. Her sister came over for dinner Sunday, and she said, my girl is the fake it till she makes it, till you make it queen. I need to fully understand who I'm dating, so I sat her down to talk to her. She said there are no more secrets. Then today, she called and said that we need to talk. We are not going to make it if she keeps on lying to me. This is really bothering me. How do I work things out with this beautiful liar? Okay, first of all, you guys have only been together for 8 months. Nobody's going to just tell you everything, spill their guts in the first 8 months. I mean, your letter is clear. It sounds like you don't like liars, and you would love it if this woman would just come clean and be honest with you. But you're putting up with it, right? You said you got past the little things. The question is why? You know, if you're so set on you don't like liars, I think the answer here is pretty, pretty simple. You put up with her lies because she's beautiful. Plain and simple. Or Steve and the guys on the show say, she fine, dog. She fine. And you, sir, just can't get past the fineness, lies and all. Beauty, fineness cover up a multitude of sins, according to this philosophy, to that philosophy. But you say you want the truth. It sounds like she is giving you truth. She's just giving it to you on a need-to-know basis. Like I said, you guys have been together not that long. So what if she didn't tell you she wears a weave? Does she have to tell you that? I mean, so what if she didn't tell you she had a breast lift in the past? I don't understand why she has to tell you that. Is she supposed to tell you everything that happened to her in her entire life? The credit and bankruptcy stuff, she did tell you. She was open and honest about that. I mean, all of her personal stuff, she doesn't owe you that. But you got to know that a woman needs to feel safe and secure before she just starts, like I said, spilling her guts and opening up to a man like that. Does she feel, and are you a safe place for her? Will you not use it against her at some point? She's got to, you know, be sure about these things. And even then, she might still take some of the things to her grave. So that's what you're dealing with. Steve?
Oh, thank you, Shirley. I don't know where you got this crazy response from you just gave. I really don't know. Are you siding with this woman? Because she's a liar. She's a liar. You who always ask me, why do men lie? You who ask me why I lie. And then fully set up here on this show and supported a liar.
She's not lying.
She is lying. Shirley, I know.
Yeah, you're the expert.
Why would you sit up here and act like this woman ain't lying because you're trying to justify she don't owe you this and she don't owe you that?
Because she didn't tell him she wore a weave. She's a liar. Come on. Did he ask her?
It's so many times the woman lied. Let me just go and read this letter. My girlfriend is a liar, and I keep catching her telling lies about the smallest stuff. When we met, she lied about where she lived. She explained to you after you busted her that she was embarrassed that she still lived with her parents. So she lied and said she had her own place. I got past that and made sure she was comfortable at his house. But the lies continue, and I had to pump the brakes. Even though I told everybody she was going to be my wife, he thought he had a good thing. She's had weave for 8 months, and I had no idea it wasn't her hair. I'm a barber, so I'm not sure why she tried to hide it from you. Well, most women try to hide the fact that it's a weave because that's the idea, is you want to make it look like it's your hair. Everybody try to hide. If you wasn't going to hide the weave, you wouldn't worry about where them tracks was. You would actually do your hair in your cubicle. What? If you wasn't trying to hide it. Everybody hides the fact that it's hot hair or a weave or an extension.
Or a wig.
Then you said, I know not to touch a woman's head, so I didn't know. Okay, cool. That ain't no problem. She also had a breast lift and was bragging about them like she was blessed to still have perky boobs at her age. Then you discovered a scar. She lied about that. Just be grateful that she got the breast job.
Okay, that's a big deal.
Some gratitude here.
Okay, we'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject is, I'm in love with a beautiful liar. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, I'm in love with a beautiful liar.
Well, she lied about where she lived at first because she was embarrassed that she stayed with her parents. Now, the part about she didn't tell you she had a weave, you said you a barber, you know not to touch people's heads, so you didn't discover it. And it lasted 8 months, so she did a good job of concealing it, which is the idea of a weave, is to conceal it, to make it look like it's real. Now, she was talking about her breast being perky, and you thought she should have told you that she had a breast lift, but you discovered it by because you found a scar. Quit looking under there. Stay on the top and in the front where you belong. You picking stuff up, looking all up under the bottom of Lee. That's where the scar is. Leave it alone. All right, now that wasn't a problem. Then after 8 months of dating, she told you she had terrible credit and she filed for bankruptcy. You said, I'm cool with that. Now, you cool with the weed, you cool with the perky breast, and now you cool with the bankruptcy. She knows that I have financial issues from time to time because I'm a business owner. She says she got a lot of money saved. Even though I don't need her money, I don't understand why she lied like she got it. Her sister came over for dinner and Sunday and said, my girl is a fake it till you make it queen. I need to fully understand who I'm dating. So I set her down to talk to her. She said, ain't no more secrets. Then today she called and said, we need to talk. My name is not really Gwen.
Uh-oh.
It's Calvin. I don't know where this is going, dog. I don't know what she want to talk to you about today, but it's going to be shocking. We are not going to make it if she keeps lying to me. This is really bothering me. How do I work things out with this beautiful liar? Well, if I were you, I would get out now because the lies are going to keep coming. A lying woman is a problem. A lying man is a problem. Unless the man lies with a purpose.
No way.
You have got to start attaching these lies to purpose.
She had a purpose.
What was the purpose, Shirley?
What was her purpose for lying to him? She didn't want him to know.
Didn't want him to know. That's not a purpose.
That is a
lying with the purpose, you have to have a deeper cause.
No. If you're lying, there are no rules.
I just told Shirley, you can't tell me what the rules is. You're not a liar. I'm telling you what the rules are. It's okay to lie if you lie with purpose. That's why you lie. Shirley, you can't tell me. You claim not to lie, but you do.
Well, everybody lies.
I busted you in lies.
Everybody lies. Everybody fakes it till they make it. What are you talking about? Everybody does that. These lies aren't major. She got a weave. She had a breast lift. And
I didn't think she lied about the weave. I think she concealed the fact that she was wearing a weave, as is the purpose of having a weave, to conceal it. So that's okay. That's not really a lie.
But he was mad about that, the guy in the left. He didn't like
that.
Well,
he said, why ain't she tell him?
Yeah, she ain't got to tell him.
But he a barber, how he ain't know?
Right. What kind of barber are you?
This letter is confusing. So the only thing she done lied about really is her finances.
And she
lied about her boobs. She was lucky to have perky boobs at that age. She probably is. Now, she ain't tell you how she got them perky. But you are all up under there lifting stuff up. Just stay in the front and on top like you post.
That's the best thing that I got from your response.
You looking all under there for. Leave him alone.
That's the best right there.
But I was going to say you need to break up with her. But really, dog, y'all just need to get it all out. Even when you get it out, there's going to be some more lies. So that's just it.
And if she feels safe, they've been dating 8 months. Stuff is
ain't no safe because it just keeps, like, let me show you how to lie with a purpose. Ask me a question, Shirley.
Okay. Is that your real mustache? Is that the real color? No gray?
Oh, of course it's the real color.
Mm-hmm.
It's really black.
But I mean, you know, you don't put any color in it or anything.
No, see, listen to what I said. It is the real color. It's real black.
It's real. Because
that's the color that's only just for men. Don't get jet black. Because then you would look like you do them commercial on the infomercial, them dudes that be wearing that jet black hat. Get real black.
Uh-huh.
And it is. That's what I just told you. See, I lied with a purpose. Yeah. Next question.
So how tall are you?
I'm very tall.
Well, I know you're very tall, but are you like 6 feet?
I'm taller than the average man.
Okay, so...
See, we have two average men on the show. Very average.
Well, are you like 6'3 or 6'4? Because I like a tall man.
To them, I'm 7'5.
Leave your comments on today's Strawberry Letter on Instagram and Facebook and on SteveHarveyFM.com. And check us out on the Strawberry Podcast.
That's lying with a purpose. That's lying and then holding the other people down.
Those were terrible lies. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.